Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Well, we got a great show for you here on Herb Talk on American Voice. We are going to empower you. Health news you haven't, well, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. We're just unique that way. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about some unfounded nutrition that's been, you know, kind of played and replayed since the 1940s, so we're going to dig into that. And we're going to talk about Crohn's disease for the second half of the show. And if we get time. We may dive into the cold and flu area because, you know what, kids are back at school. People are already getting sick. Yes, sinus infections, flu bugs even, in some regions of the U.S. So, and we're gonna attack that if we get time. I don't know if you guys heard, but the bird flu's back in the news. I heard that on, you know, the major networks this week. I was just like, are you serious? They're bringing that dead old thing up again. Well, we may get into that too. We'll see how the hour rolls. We do have a quack report, but before we get into that, a big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our military, our men and women that dedicate themselves and give so much, put everything on the line. We want to keep them in prayer. And while you're seeking the Lord's face, you might as well pray for all of America, because we definitely need some help. We've got some unrighteous people in positions of power. And aren't they wearing you out? I know they're wearing me out. So we need to pray in some righteous men and women to bring this country back as one nation under God. What do you say? We all get together and pray for that. There's power in prayer. Yes, there is. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Guess what? National Public Radio, some of it's being underwritten by Monsanto. Did you hear about that? Now, some people thought that the radio stations touting the Monsanto and running some promotional ads for them was NPR, but it was not National Public Radio. But it was a program called Marketplace, and it's underwritten by Monsanto. And American Public Media, APM, produces the show Marketplace. Basically, Marketplace is supported by Monsanto, and they tout ads committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. American Public Media, 32 million listeners, many of whom are pretty much liberal, and they accept radio as unbiased, truthful news coverage, you know. Be more selective, that's what I got to say. What else we got? Natural News exposes some secret vaccine industry, military involvement, Institute of Medicine. Apparently, Institute of Medicine released some vaccine news, some adverse reactions they listed as a result of the MMR vaccine, the mumps, measles, rubella. Guess what? They said that the MMR vaccine actually causes measles, seizures, and anaphylactic shock. Can you say sudden infant death syndrome? Well, the media, mainstream media, just took that whole report. They didn't even read the side effects. They didn't, and what they did is they turned it around and they used that release as a deceptive announcement that vaccines are not linked to autism. So who's funding the Institute of Medicine? Well, you can read more about it on the naturalnews.com websites. But basically, you know, that media saying, you know, it's just vaccines, you know, don't cause autism. That's just your scientific circle jerk, you know, where one group of bought-off scientists quotes another group of bought-off scientists, and, you know, they're all linked to the pharmaceutical industry, aren't they? Well, anyway, you can check more of that out. So we finally got some truth, but unfortunately, you got to dig a little bit further, because the mainstream media is not going to help you out. But in that Natural News, you'll read more about it there. Key player in the military medical complex is the Department of Homeland Security and top pharmaceutical companies, and all in there with pharmaceutical companies doing their deeds. You can read more there. Moving along in the quacker, chocolate offers huge protection from heart disease and stroke. Yeah, this is some new research that is coming out of Europe. New research out of Europe, and it's very interesting. I mean, I love chocolate. I just don't overdo it, and I hope you won't either. But researchers, where was this at? Scientific studies done at the European Society of Cardiology. This is in Portugal, I believe. World Health Organization says that by 2030, they think about 23 million people are going to have heart disease. So, you know, what if we just took something natural, some chocolate, and see what that does? And they did these studies in Paris, not Portugal, but in Paris, and it lowered the risk of heart disease, they said. The study is going to be published in the British Journal, Medical Journal, and it was a really large-scale study. They had like 100,000 participants who had and didn't have heart disease. So they had these two groups, and they compared the groups with those eating the highest amount of chocolate and those eating the lowest amount of chocolate. And the highest levels, they said, that group lowered the risk of heart disease 37%, and the stroke risk was lowered 30%. So then the studies didn't differentiate between dark chocolate or milk chocolate, and they did consume chocolate bars, drinks, desserts, and so forth and so on. But, you know, try to avoid. They were using organic chocolate and not with all the processed sugars in it, so keep that in mind. And last but not least on the Quack Report, scientists discover some natural substances that actually fight the superbugs and even food poisoning. That's right. You know, those foodborne illnesses are antibiotic-resistant infections. All these are known as superbugs. And research by scientists from the University of Beira Interior, here's the one that was done in Portugal, and they said that they found a natural substance that fights these growing threats that are for this powerful infection-fighting properties. Guess what natural product it was? It's coriander oil. That's right. So how serious are the foodborne diseases? Well, CDC says about 76 million illnesses and 325,000 hospitalizations and 5,000 deaths happen every year from foodborne illnesses. Of course, your antibiotic-resistant superbugs like your MRSA are in there. So this team that was doing these studies in Portugal, by the way, their research is published in the Journal of Medical Microbiology, and it showed that coriander oil can kill a broad range of harmful bacteria. And they used the oil in foods, and it was basically a clinical agent that prevent foodborne illnesses and even antibiotic-resistant infections. So the scientists tested coriander oil against 12 bacterial strains, which included E. coli, Salmonella, and MRSA. And basically it greatly reduced the germ, or it killed it, when exposed to a solution of less than 2% coriander oil. So it has some antibacterial effects, and what it does, according to the scientists, is the oil damages the membrane that surrounds the bacterial cell, disrupts that barrier between the cell and the environment, and actually kills it. So, and you know, coriander oil is one of the 20 most used essential oils in the world. So go pick up some coriander oil and have that in your backup plan. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Well, we are going to be talking about the unfounded nutrition since the 1940s. Oh, yes, some rhetoric, if you will. Here we go. Most of us, you know, grew up in an era where we were told to drink lots of milk for strong bones and eat meat for iron and the vitamin nutrition that was in the meat. And how many of us heard that we should, you know, clean our plates because children in foreign countries are starving? Now our parents meant well, and they were actually parroting what they were told. Also, if growing up with parents or even grandparents from the World War II generation, you know it was really not cool to waste anything. And many of us grew up with the recommended daily allowance of vitamins and minerals. Now, if you live by this chart, you will severely limit yourself to certain food sources for nutrition. So an example is if you were maybe trying to adhere to the RDA chart for vitamin D, and you maybe lived in an area that received very few sunny days, and you couldn't get your vitamin D from the sunshine, or maybe you couldn't get it from cow's milk because you're allergic to milk. So what would you do? Well, up until November 2010, the RDA for vitamin D was about 200 to 600 milligrams, depending on age. So So basically, depending on age, that's what they had. But now the new RDA for vitamin D is 1,000 to 4,000, depending on age. This is an excellent source of vitamin D. An excellent source of vitamin D basically is going to be alfalfa. It contains over 4,000 IUs of vitamin D. So, and that's per pound. So how do we know this? Well, during World War II, there was a mathematician, and he was also a physicist and a holistic physician. His name was Dr. Vikoras Kolvinskas, and he was from Lithuania, but he migrated to the United States. And what he did is he taught at the Smithsonian, he taught at Harvard, he taught at the University of Connecticut, and he taught at MIT. And guess what? He also founded the Hippocrates Health Institute, and it was he was a big proponent of a lifestyle dictates nearly everything as far as your health. And so he's also the author of the book that was titled Survival in the 21st Century. He wrote several books on natural living, but he became basically a raw food vegetarian chef, and he may have been one of the foremost experts in the U.S. to promote blue-green algae, probiotics, sprouts, enzymes, herbal formulas, all to offset disease caused by too much cooked food, pollution, and even inherited weaknesses. So Dr. Kavinskis, he wrote a book about foods rich in vitamin D, and one of them was alfalfa. So if the Institute of Medicine, the Food and Nutrition Board, and the U.S. National Academy of Sciences were pretty much so far off on the recommended daily allowance of vitamin D, what else could they be wrong about with their recommended food sources? And we've been, you know, accepting this information since the 1940s. Well, let's look at the RDA history for just a minute. You probably don't know anything about the recommended daily allowance, the history of how that started, but a little history on it is that it shows that a committee was created during World War II in 1941 by the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, and later they renamed it the Food and Nutrition Board. So the committee was established to develop a standard of nutrition for the armed forces, and later it spilled over into the civilian and foreign aid foodstuffs. So they wanted something that was standardized there. So the committee consisted of three people: Linda Roberts, Hazel Stillenling, and Helen Mitchell, and they created a set of nutritional allowances for 8 nutrients to promote energy. So they submitted their tentative set of allowances to experts at Nestle for review. And because of the food rationing during World War II, the guidelines basically were affected by that. So the now they're called recommended daily allowances, and they were there to provide, at the time, quote, a margin of safety nutrition to the military personnel and civilians. So the RDA was influenced by food availability during World War II, and the RDA was supposed the RDA was supposed to be reevaluated every 5 years. And in 1950, the U.S. Department of Agriculture made a new set of guidelines and included the number of servings for each food group. So it appears that the last revision was around 2005 and contains no mention of vitamin B12. Nothing at all. You know, kind of your vitamin Bs are really, really important, but B12 is not there. So why the mystery on B12? Well, let's take a look at that. Now, it seems that science seems to think that vitamin B12, it's also called cyanide cobalamin, and it's a bit of a mystery nutrient to them. But it is an energy vitamin, they know that much, but science is not sure what else it offers to the human body. There is speculation that it may have an indirect action in the production of the neurotransmitters, the dopamine and serotonin. If so, then vitamin B12 affects your mood and your sleep patterns and your psychological functions. And it has also been determined to have an influence over the nervous system, and it tends to aid in nerve-related diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Now, according to Drs. Ross Pelton and James Lavelle, vitamin B12 contains a metal called cobalt, and it's essential for the metabolism of all your cells, especially the cells in the digestive tract, the bone marrow, and the nervous system. Now, with standard American diets, we absorb apparently less than 1% of vitamin B12, and the liver, when we do get it, is able to store large amounts of this nutrient. So we've been told that the vitamin B12 is allegedly only in animal products, dairy, and sewage. However, this is an unfounded concept because since the 1940s, there has been information on vegetable sources of vitamin B12. And by the way, human sewage is a very inexpensive ingredient in popular B-complex vitamin supplements. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. I kid you not. So we hear how vegetarians are at risk of not getting enough vitamin B12, when this is not the case. If there is a deficiency, it is really from the conventionally grown vegetables being depleted of the nutrition alone. All right, let's look at the symptoms if you're deficient in your vitamin B12. Real important to know this. If you are deficient, you may experience some numbness and tingling in your hands and feet. You may have the inability to maintain your balance when you're walking. You may have some weakness and fatigue. You may have loss of some of your senses, like vibration sensory. You may not be able to detect that. You may have some mood disturbances, and you may be irritable. Memory loss and irregular menstrual cycles may also be a symptom. Disorientation and symptoms of dementia can also be a result, and that's why scientists have been looking at vitamin B12 for Alzheimer's. Now, drug-induced deficiencies are also in this mix that you need to be aware of. Some prescription drugs create the vitamin B12 deficiency in your body. So here's the list, okay? It's kind of long. Antibiotics and the sulfur antibiotics, especially those to treat traveler's diarrhea, urinary tract infections, such as your tetracycline. Also, drugs for your lungs, like for pneumonia, you know, these are the antibiotics, ear infections, intestinal infections, and your MRSA infections. Also drugs that are steroidal estrogens, your blood pressure to relieve itching that may be caused by a sick liver, your gastric ulcer drugs, your cholesterol drugs, medications for gout and arthritis, drugs for GERD, or your gastroesophageal reflux disease, drugs for type 2 diabetes, drugs for HIV, anti-seizure medicines and oral contraceptives, low blood pressure drugs like your potassium chloride, and heartburn drugs. These can create that B12 deficiency. Also, there is the deficiency by diet that Dr. Kolvinskis also was talking about. He studied conditions which cause the B12 deficiency and found that a thick coating of mucus along the intestinal tract, which inhibits the absorption of all vitamins, is pretty much a culprit. If the intestines have some putrefactive bacteria, which is due to overeating or eating a bad combination of foods or a diet high in protein, or excessive sugar intake, or if you have enzyme deficiency, or if you're consuming a lot of foods with preservatives with insecticides on them, these can also create that mucus. And he also states that juice flushing with chlorophyll-rich plants actually helps reverse this problem, but you have to drink 1 gallon a day. Now, if you're eating right, you'll be able to store vitamin B12 and have some reserves in your system for up to 5 years. Vegans most likely have vitamin B12s for up to 12 years. So how do you find it? Well, let's look at the animals. They seem to know where to find B12. If you want to look at some natural vitamin B12, all you have to do is read what animal husbandry experts know. Anyone that's concerned about the health of their livestock is going to include alfalfa for natural vitamin B12 in the animal feed. So we're talking about pasture herbs here. We're talking about Timothy hay or Kentucky bluegrass. So there is more nutrition in fresh alfalfa than the dried, and cattle and other animals will naturally seek out the alfalfa and eat it for that vitamin nutrient. So where else can you find it? Well, you will also find vitamin B12 in organic lettuce that is, you know, not grown conventionally but is organically grown. You also find it in rice polishing, which is an old term which means rice bran, that layer of bran on the rice. It's a high source of your thiamine, riboflavin, and your niacin, which are also your B1, 2, and 3. Now, in 1955, there was a study done by three researchers from the Department of Physiology at Presbyterian College in Canada, and this was one of the first studies done on alfalfa sprouts. So the sprouts were germinating in water, and they rinsed them several times a day until the first leaves began to appear. The results of the study appeared in the Journal of Nutrition, and it stated the sprouts contain the highest concentration of vitamin B12 compared to other sources such as lentil sprouts. So in the study, they tested seven lagoons, and they found that there was the highest concentration of the vitamin B12 on the fourth day of germination. Now, the last time I saw vegetarians at a meal, they were chowing down on salads with sprouts on it, and I find it hard to believe that they would have a vitamin B12 deficiency. Sprouts are heat sensitive, and they will lose 85% of the nutrition when cooked. Therefore, the claim that we obtain adequate amounts of vitamin B12 from animal foods is really not true, since those foods are cooked or pasteurized. So you're going to also find organic vitamin B12 in your nutritional yeast. But if you would like a complete list, it's a free list of vitamin B12 foods that you can incorporate into your diet. Just ask the folks at Apothecary Herbs to send you this free list. You can call them on their toll-free line to request it at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And of course, if you're outside the U.S., 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219 is the international number. Or you can email your request from their website at thepowerherbs.com. I know I'm up against a hard break, but when we come back, I want to finish this segment, and then we're going to move on to Crohn's disease, so we'll be right back.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're wrapping up this segment on unfounded nutrition since the 1940s. And we're talking about B12, for instance, not on the recommended daily allowance list chart. You know, sometimes the simple things in life are the best, you know. And life's hectic, I admit it. And we can't always eat right, right? Things happen. So getting adequate nutrition can be a challenge for everybody, especially now. So if you'd like a blend of organic foods that contain your alfalfa, your chlorophyll-rich plants, your nutritional yeast, look for this really great mix. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. You just take a scoop, and it's powdered. You mix it in your juice, your water, your smoothie, whatever, and you're going to get your vitamins, your minerals, your amino acids, and your plant proteins, everything the body requires. And guess what? It's all under $40 for a one-month supply, so you can replace basically a majority of your supplements now with this one item. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs have been making this for 10 years, 11 years now, so you can call them for Body Foundation Food Mix and just live better. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219. The item is up on their website, thepowerherbs.com, including all the ingredients. Also, Wednesday, tomorrow, the 31st, is the last day of their annual stock-up special. And you're going to save up to 30% on selected formulas there. Now, for example, your body food mix is on that special for just $33.96 when you buy two or more. So check that out. Call for your free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So take advantage of that stock-up special. Get you some pure energy food with the vitamin B12. You'll be glad you did. Awesome stuff. Helps you out, especially if you're stressed. Oof. All righty, we're going to move along. But before we do that, I want to remind folks that the third Tuesday of the month, we have Dr. Rebecca Carley joining us on the 20th of September, so she'll be back then. We'll have lots of vaccine health news updates. I know with the cold and flu season coming, we're going to hear more about bird flu, the universal flu shot, you name it. And she'll be giving us a heads up on what's going on. Let's shift gears and talk about Crohn's disease. So if you want to know what it's like to be really miserable, deal with this. It's a digestive malfunction. It's called Crohn's disease. Ugh. Approximately 500 million Americans have this disease, and about 10% are under the age of 18. And this is really unnecessary. So if a family member, let's say, has had Crohn's disease, your risk of getting it's higher than someone who doesn't have someone in their family tree with the problem. Nearly 20% of those that are diagnosed with the disease have blood relatives with the same condition. And according to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, both men and women suffer equally from this disabling disease. And interestingly, though, those with a European and a Jewish heritage are at a greater risk of developing Crohn's disease than those from an African-American heritage. They have less of a risk. And, you know, if you got a relative with Crohn's disease, it's probably because you live similar lives as far as lifestyle, what you eat and so forth. So what is Crohn's disease exactly? Well, it's really an acute inflammation of the bowel tissue, and it can affect the entire digestive tract from the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, the small and the large intestine, and the rectum and the anus can be included. Just the whole plumbing right there. Most common area that's affected is the ileum or the lower small intestine. So the swelling and the inflammation causes many symptoms. The most common symptom is pain, vomiting, diarrhea. Other symptoms are rectal bleeding, weight loss, arthritis, skin problems, inflammation of the eyes, and fever. So Crohn's disease affects the immune system, and therefore it is not uncommon to also develop an autoimmune disease like lupus with this. Let's look at some of the causes. What exactly can cause Crohn's disease? Well, modern medicine is blaming it on heredity. They're blaming it on the environment and the immune system that has gone haywire. Their theory is that the immune system is reacting to good digestive bacteria and food like it was a foreign body, and it attacks it. And then the white cells accumulate on the lining of the intestine, causing the inflammation. So what do they do about it? What does medical science do? What's their treatment plan for that? Well, if your doctor suspects you have a digestive disease like this, you most likely are going to be referred to a gastroenterologist. You'll have a series of tests are going to be performed to rule out the diseases and also to come to a diagnosis that you do have Crohn's disease. You will give blood, and you'll be tested as well. You'll give stool samples. You'll have an upper GI, a colonoscopy, and a sigmoidoscopy will be done, and tissue may be biopsied. You'll be poked, prodded, stuck, jabbed, and practically dissected by allopathic medicine. Now, in the end, you'll be put on a combination of drugs, anti-inflammatory, steroids, cortisone, immune system suppressors, antibiotics, diarrhea drugs, and fluid replacement products to prevent dehydration. And you'll also get some synthetic supplements, also called petrochemical drugs. So after all that, you will still be scheduled for surgery, guaranteed. According to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, 75% of those with Crohn's disease will require surgery at some point due to complications. So there are four types of surgery for Crohn's disease. One is a partial bowel resection, which removes the diseased part of the intestine. The other one is a strictureplasty, which shortens the intestine and widens any narrow areas. Another surgery is the fistulous correction, which connects intestine to the bladder but does not drain intestine contents into the bladder. And the other one is draining of abscesses, which is really a needle they insert into an abscess to drain an infection. So the goal is to ease your symptoms, not eat, you know, that's basically all they're doing, but not erase your symptoms or your disease. They're there to control, not to eliminate the inflammation, the pain, and the disease. So this is a disease management program designed to help you live as comfortably as possible with Crohn's disease. And modern medicine admits there is no cure, and they hope for remission of the symptoms. Okay? So, what are the risks? Well, if those suffering from Crohn's disease say they experience flare-ups when they're under more stress, scientific medicine cannot explain that and therefore does not accept that stress is a trigger for the disease. And one of the biggest risks of living with Crohn's disease is that a blockage in the intestine could develop due to the thickening of the intestinal wall, and the intestinal tissues become inflamed, swell, and develop scar tissue. As this process repeats itself, acute cases will have sores and ulcers that tunnel even through the intestine tissue and affect surrounding tissue and organs such as your bladder, vagina, anus, rectum, and skin. So this process produces fistulas which become infected and require surgery if medicine can't clear the infection. So this process weakens the intestine and other tissues, and the fissures or tears that develop in the lining of the mucous membranes, especially around the anus, are a big problem to try to control. Now, if surgery is required, there's a risk that the entire colon would need to be removed and you'd have a colonectomy. Colonectomy is where you have a hole or a stoma. It's made in the front of the abdomen in that wall and at the end of the small intestine or the tip of the ileum. And the tip is brought through the stoma, which is about the size of a quarter, to exit the body near the belt line. The patient wears a pouch over the opening to collect waste material, which must be emptied frequently. Well, is there a way to prevent all that? Well, I hope so. It is basically all about diet. That's what it is. If you have ancestors that have had Crohn's disease, it is probably because of their diet, too. You eat like them. We tend to eat like our family members. We learn to cook like them and so forth. Diets containing rich foods, gravies, meats, heavy starches, overcooked foods, fried foods, and excessive dairy products are going to lend itself to digestive disease such as Crohn's disease. So having a sluggish bowel is going to allow that waste to remain in the colon too long and produce toxicity. A sluggish bowel is from an improper diet of meat and starch with very little whole grains, fresh fruit, and vegetables. It's all about too much cooked food. Got to get some fresh food in there, some uncooked raw foods, okay? Now, foods that make it worse, let's go over that list so you can avoid that. According to Dr. Ellen B. Castile of the University of Arkansas Medical Sciences, the foods to avoid are clear liquids and sugary fluids like soda, diet soda, Gatorade, Jell-O, and milk with the natural lactose in there. Sugar will pass through, drawing from you more water and salt to dehydrate you further and cause nausea and vomiting. Foods that produce gas, like your beans, cabbage, onions, are going to encourage colon spasms. Coarse fruits and vegetables and whole grain cereals are at this point going to be difficult for you to digest. So any beverage with caffeine should be avoided because it further dehydrates you. Fried foods, convenience foods, fast foods are also bad and will continue to contribute to the bowel dysfunction. So let's recap these common culprits. They're milk, coffee, artificial sweeteners, sugar, fruit juice, gassy and fast foods. And here's a tip. Watch the diet foods, such as your hard candy and your gum, all with artificial sweeteners, because they can work as a laxative, creating diarrhea. A small dose of artificial sweetener like sorbitol delivers bowel dysfunction for 40 to 75% of adults. So watch that. So you're going to have to get back on track. Let's soothe the tissue of the bowel. Use some aloe and olive oil. If you take them internally, they will soothe the intestines from top to bottom. You can add some flaxseed oil twice a day for more comfort and relief. Another soothing herb is slippery elm inner bark, and it also stops that diarrhea. And you can use that in an enema if you need to. You can also put some flax oil in with the slippery elm if you need to inject that into the lower bowel with a rectal syringe. If cramping occurs, add catnip herb or lobelia herb, 1 teaspoon of lobelia liquid to 2 quarts of water. You can put that in an enema. It'll stop the spasms in a skinny minute, or you can take it internally if you'd like. This will firm also up the bowel movements within 1 week. And after the bowel movements become firm, you can do some bowel cleansing, but you're also going to want to tweak that diet. Now, if raw fruits and vegetables are still too difficult at this point, you can get them in that body food mix. It's single-cell plant nutrition. It doesn't require digestion. The body won't have to work so hard to get the nutrition, the fortification it needs to start the healing and regenerative process. So obviously lifestyle changes are going to be necessary and most likely going to be permanent. You can utilize digestive herbs. Fenugreek's really good, and lobelia, because it has that antispasmodic property. The slippery elm that stops the diarrhea. The fennel seed that stops gas and bloating. Ginger root, which will stop the nausea, and peppermint, which will calm the stomach. You can use 1 teaspoon of fennel seed, ginger, and peppermint together in 1 ounce of water. It'll stop nausea and vomiting pretty quickly. You can add the slippery elm to that if you have diarrhea with that. And to help deal with stress and to calm the nerves of the bowel, you might want to use valerian root as in a concentrated liquid. It works better in a liquid than it does a pill. So you could try that. To remove parasites, toxins, rebalance that good flora in the digestive tract, you know, when you get things calmed down, do that bowel cleanse. Use a little black walnut if you think you have parasites. You can look for the digestion kit with the fennel, ginger, and peppermint. You can add the slippery elm if you'd like, the relaxation formula with lobelia and the fenugreek, as well as valerian root and bowel cleansing kits with black walnut, all available at Apothecary Herbs there to soothe and tone that bowel up Of course, lifestyle is going to be a part of it. So you have the tools, you have the knowledge. You can definitely take advantage of that. Stay away from the sugary juices. Use your body food mix in vegetable juice or water. And that way you can get things really on the move and get that repair underway. The body knows what to do once you put the good nutrition in there and stop doing what you've been doing that aggravates it. So the toll-free number, if you need some really great certified organic herbs, are at Apothecary Herbs. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., that number is 803-746-0219. Of course, their website, check that out, at thepowerherbs.com. And to remind you, tomorrow is the last day of their stock-up special, and you can save up to 30% on selective items. And if I'm not mistaken, that digestion kit is on special, too, so you'll save money there. So check that out. Okay, well, we got a few minutes, so we are going to be talking about how to fight off the cold and flu and to do it with food. How about that? Average person gets about 3 colds per year. And you're more powerful than you think you are at getting colds and flu and getting rid of them faster. So if you do get them, okay, so we're going to talk about that. Modern lifestyle, we've kind of been sabotaged with the refined foods with the low nutrition in them. But you can fight off the common cold and flu viruses with some nutritional power in your whole foods and even your medicinal herbs. So whole foods are going to strengthen the walls of every cell in your body to prevent the spread of disease, and herbs can strengthen your immunity. So in the military, if your defenses are down, what do? You rebuild them. So let's get to work, and we're going to shore up our defenses so we don't get as many colds and flu this season. What do you say? You need some nutrition to fight with, though. Scientific studies have documented that there are certain nutritional elements that help the human body fight viral and bacterial infections. Food sources that are rich in your antioxidants, your vitamin A, of course your vitamin C, your beta-carotene, and your flavonoids and zinc are going to strengthen your God-given defenses and also help to detoxify you. So currently we have documented approximately 1,400 pathogens. Science has said we got that many, and which less than 200 are viruses. So they estimate that there are more than 2 new human virus species discovered each year. So at this rate, they estimate that we're going to have about 10 to 40 new viruses to contend with by the year 2020. Now, when pathogens normally enter your body through the pulmonary, the digestive tract, or through the skin, your immune system defenses kick in. You may realize you are getting sick when your nose gets a little stuffy or you develop some mucus discharge from the nose or drainage along the back of the throat. This is a normal response, but most people try to use over-the-counter remedies or prescription drugs to dry up the mucus membranes that are interfering with the normal immune system response. So the discharge is uncomfortable and unsanitary. However, it is actually cleansing the pathogens away. It's part of the immune system defense. And it is similar to like bleeding. When you cut yourself, your blood actually cleanses the wound before it coagulates the blood. And you'll want to use some nutrition to work with your immunity to shorten the duration of illness and your infection. So here's a common cold arsenal. Modern science, they've identified 200 rhinoviruses. 3 are influenza makers. And these pathogens create what is known as the self-limiting conditions, which means the disease is going to run its 2-week course depending on the strength of your immune system. So there are a few pantry items that you can use to help yourself. According to the American Society of Alternative Therapies, you can assist your immunity using the following: garlic, onion, leafy greens, beets, peppers, pineapple with the bromelain enzyme in it, citrus, cayenne, and horseradish. All of these have vitamin A, B, C, E, selenium, bioflavonoids, zinc, and zinc, all for the immune system support. So if you have a cold, you may even want to use some lemon. According to Francis Gallard, he's author of The Super Healing Foods, make a lemon fizz and cut your cold short. Make your lemon fizz by dissolving 2 teaspoons of baking soda in 1/2 cup of boiling water. Stir in the juice of 1/2 of a fresh lemon into cold water and then combine the mixtures and watch them fizz. The lemon has a live antioxidant and enzymes and bioflavonoids and, of course, vitamin C. Here's some other tips. If you have some eucalyptus oil, you can put some on your hand. Many health food stores will have and offer this oil or in a blended oil. You can put a dab on the palm of your hand, rub the palms together, and cup them over your nose and mouth, and breathe in the vapors of the oil. They naturally kill bacteria in the nasal and bronchial passages, and also reduces swelling. So this is a very helpful, especially at night, right before you go to bed. You can also use one of Apothecary Herbs' formulas, Echinacea Deluxe, if you have sinus issues. That really opens up the passages for you. What about God's antibiotics? There are a few. No doubt we've talked about garlic and onion before. They offer power as an antibiotic, a natural kind of antibiotic, because it has the ability to decongest and kill bacteria and viruses. You can eat up to two to four cloves of fresh garlic, followed by eating some parsley with the chlorophyll, which will freshen your breath. Onion is excellent for breaking up phlegm and mucus, and both contain allicin, which is a compound that fights cold-causing bacteria. And you can add 1 teaspoon of minced garlic and a diced onion to your salsa and eat it that way if you want. The circulatory action of your cayenne, your capsaicin, and the salsa is going to magnify the benefits of the garlic and the onion. Fresh pineapple juice also contains enzymes called bromelain, and that helps to aid respiratory symptoms of cold and flu. Also, drinking green tea is going to provide some antioxidants to support your immunity as well. So you have some things out there to do, and you know what? Don't forget that chicken noodle soup. Grandma was right. Chicken noodle soup, awesome, because guess what? It's got garlic in it. And you know what I do? If I'm making chicken noodle soup, make the lightest broth that you can, and then add a big scoop of minced garlic on a low simmer, then pour it into a bowl, let it cool, and then I add my Echinacea Deluxe from Apothecary Herbs. Boy, does that not just jazz me up when I've got the cold or the flu. Awesome, awesome. My kids ask for that all the time. Put some Echinacea Deluxe in my soup, please. So you got some great products at Apothecary Herbs for immune boosting. You got the immune booster, the pneumonia kit, the all-in-one plague tonic. Of course, you know, the Echinacea Deluxe for your sinuses, the mullein for swollen gland, neck gland muscles. Awesome stuff. You have tools and information and product support and a money-back guarantee from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Take advantage of it. Stock up while the special's on and have your arsenal ready and prevent the cold and flu this year. You have those tools. ThePowerHerbs.com. Visit the site. Gotta go. Hey, but don't you go anywhere, because guess what? Covenant Call with Pastor Mike Hoover is coming up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.